This week, in addition to being Parshas Kisisa, it's also Parshas Parah, which happens more often than not in a regular Shana Pshuta. The Seder of the Arba Parshas is pretty much the way it works out, like it did this year. So, Mishpatim Shkolim, Tisav Zohar, Kisisa is Parshas Parah. And the overlap, you know, between the two, there's a certain obvious overlap that Rashi in on the Pesukim of Parshas Parah and Parshas Chukas brings from Moshe Darshan, working through the Pesukim, that it's a mashal for if a child pooped in the king's palace, the mother has to come and clean up. So also Am Yisrael was chote with the eagle, that's as it were, you know, the dirt, you know, that was made by the kid, the eagle. Tavo ima v'tekaneach tzoas bina, let the mother, which is the para, right, come and now clean up over, you know, the mess that her child made. Right, that the mitzvah of para aduma is a countermeasure to the chet of eagle. And Rashi works through over there in the psukim a certain mita kenegamita, certain things that we do by the para that somehow reflects things that happen at the eagle or in the aftermath of the eagle. Of course, the biggest one that there is to take note of is that Chazal tell us, Yisrael Shuamdu Har Sinai Pascha Zuh Mason, and that was literally for a certain amount of time that, you know, prior to Chet Ego, between Mamad Har Sinai and there, we were capable of becoming immortal again. And that's what Chazal darshan in the Pasuk in Tilm, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kuchem, you're Sarim, you're Chashum, you're Bnei Elyon. That was at Mamad Har Sinai. Achein ka'adam tamusun u'ka'achad asar diol, but you will die like man. That's after Cheda Ego. Now, you know, Cheda Ego brought a comeback to the sin of Adam and mortality, which brings death. So you have death, you have Tumas Meis, and you have Paraduma that removes Tumas Meis. But we're going to explore that relationship a little more deeply in a minute. I want to raise another question. We know that the halachic significance of Parah, you know, Parshas Parah, it's really Zecher LeMikdash, as people have to prepare for the Korban Pesach, and anyone who's Tamei Meis has to now see to it and, you know, get out. So it's a reminder. Anyone who's Tamei Meis now has to have that tumah removed so he could do the Korban Pesach, you know, b'moado in its proper time. So why so early? Right? Why even prior to Parshas HaChodesh? Right? You need, you know, for Parah Aduma, you need Hazah, Shlishi, and Shvi. You know, it's a 7-day process, and you get sprinkled on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. Right? The whole thing could be done, you know, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we're reading Parshas Parah right after Purim, 30 days ahead. So there's got to be something about it, why this Zecher LeMikdash, where it seems to be apropos to be Koveit, immediately after Purim, right? That is the next parsha, even before Parshas HaChodesh, which comes, you know, a whole week before Rosh Chodesh. Right. The ideas like this, you know, in sin, right? There's multiple things that happen when a person sins, right? There's first of all, the actual offense. Right, that there, you know, you did, you know, you broke the law, you broke God's law. Right? That's one aspect, and which requires tshuva in its, you know, and, you know, and on this you need slicha and mechila. Right, you need those. These are the verbs, like when you also you affront your friend. Right, so you ask for him, you're mevakesh slicha or you're mevakesh mechila. There's, you know, these verbs, you know, of, you know, forgiveness and forgiveness for the offense. Right? But when you do an aveira, it's not just that you broke the law and you offended HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You get dirty, right? And you get impure. Hence the terms also kapara and tahara, which don't apply in, you know, ben adam l'chaver. Would you say to your friend, if you hurt his feelings, techaper li, right? You know, be metair me, right? These terms only come up like ki bayom hazeh yechaper lechem litareschem lifnei Hashem titoru. These things only come up, you know, when you break Torah law, because Torah law is not just, you know, the that there's laws that you have to, you know, uphold, which would put it, that's the same between you and your fellow man. But you know, Torah is like a cosmic reality, right? It's not just stam legislated. It's something that you know, we know istako boraisa bor alma. You know, the laws of the Torah are even more real than the laws of physics, right? So if you you know, when you do a chet, you pollute the cosmos, right? You cause pollution, right? But there's two things: you cause pollution, and you also cause impurity, right? So whether it's, you know, tumah in the literal halachic sense, right? But there's also that, you know, you are adversely affected, right? Avar avera v'shonaba nasis lo keheter, Chazal tell us. If you do an avera twice, meaning, of course, it's called that. We gave another shortness at another time. They have to do it a second time with the sense of like, oh, got to do it again. Not just that stam happened twice. You do it with that sense of shunaba, reviewing it. Not so keter. Your mind, it affects your mind. And from this point onwards, you don't even feel guilty about it. Right? So it brings you know, dirt to the cosmos, and it brings impurity, and hence the, you know, the other two verbs of cleansing, kapara and tahara. Kapara more, you know, for the damage done. There's cosmic damage, right? And, you know, anyone who's learned a little bit of the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Aleph, that's the whole topic over there. That when you do an aver, you didn't just, you know, break the law, right? There are cosmic consequences. You know, he calls it, you know, kilkulim in the olamas, right? You've caused cosmic damage, and that's why the economy will be bad, and that's why the weather will be bad. You know, why is it so cold now in March? Why? Right? What sin do we do? Right? It's, you know, we believe that, right? That as the words of the Shlo HaKadosh, as he says, you know, the schar v'onesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tiv'i v'lo haskemi, says Shlo HaKadosh, right? The reward and punishment is a natural outcome of the sin, right? Mitzvahs are naturally beneficial. So at least, as you know, not just the perosembo lamazeh that, you know, come as an outcome of the mitzvah, but as the Nefesh HaChaim says, you're not getting that in return for your mitzvah. Your mitzvah created your chelek in Olam Haba. And that's what Nefesh HaChaim is medayek. Koyso Hashem chelek li Olam Haba, not be Olam Haba. He says Olam Haba doesn't fully exist yet. It's under construction. The mitzvahs that you do build your chelek. Everyone has the opportunity to make himself a chelek in Olam Haba, is what the Mishnah is saying. Not a chelek in Olam Haba, not be Olam Haba, but li Olam Haba. You have an opportunity, right, to build yourself a portion there, and it's under construction when your mitzvahs, you know, they are producing, you know, your chelek in Olam Haba, and the residual benefit of your mitzvahs are making things good for you in this world. Natural outcome of the mitzvah. And it goes the same thing with averus. It's a natural outcome of the sins that you do. Right, that if things are bad, it's not that God is, oh, he's, you tick them off, he's taking revenge. It's a lot deeper than that. God is like throwing what you did right back at you, right? Because the averus pollute the world. Right, now you're gonna have to put up with that pollution, whether it's bad weather, bad economy, or whatever happens. Right? And now that says the Nefesh HaChaim, your Gehenna is also just like Olam Haba, not a place. Right, it's rather a where your actions come to fruition. Same thing in Gehenna. Right, it says that's where he brings the Chazal. Roshoyim ma'amikim lahem Gehenna. For Roshoyim, they make Gehenna deeper. What do you mean? It is as deep as it is. Right? No, if you've done worse things, if you've done more bad, then for you it's worse. It's a natural outcome of whatever you've done. And he brings a Zohar, the famous on the famous Gemara. The Zohar comments, you know, everyone knows the famous Gemara, the Chazal. They abolished the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. And they also tried abolishing the Yetzer of Arias. The problem is that even in 3 days, even a egg wasn't laid. They saw, you know, the world's going to fall apart. The Yetzer of Arias we need. They brought it back. Says the Zohar, during those 3 days, where there was no Yetzer Hara in the world, there was no fire in Gehenna either. That was the three cold days in hell. You will say, you know, cold day in hell. You know, happened already. There are three such days. Right? When there was no Yetzer Hara in the world, no evil was being done, so there was no fire in Gehenna either. All this schar and all the einish is a natural outcome of what you've done. And hence, you know, if you've done bad, you've done cosmic damage, that mess has to be cleaned up, hence the term kapara. Right? But then there's something else. Right? How you've changed your mind. Your mind gets perverted every time you do something wrong. Like we mentioned before, Avar Rav Shonaba Naslo Keheter. So you become, you know, not just physically defiled if you came into contact with something tame, right? But you become mentally and emotionally, you know, spiritually defiled. You know, how your meichin, how your mind is affected. And you don't feel the same way about Torah and mitzvahs after a chet. And for that, you need tahara. So understanding, you know, how you know, the chet ha'ego, it brought death to the world, but it also changed our minds forever. As we were made a whole comeback for chet eitzadas tovara. With this, we can understand that para aduma, which is a countermeasure, is a mitzvah that we don't understand. It's beyond us. We can't get our head around it. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, he did understand it. Zos, you know, you understand paraduma, Moshe Rabbeinu. For everyone else, it's a mystery. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't tainted by Cheta Ego. Right? So his mind wasn't affected. To him, paraduma makes perfect sense. We were affected by paraduma, and our minds got reduced. Right? Cheta Ego, I'm sorry. Paraduma is the countermeasure. Right. Right.
But we can't do
I'm holding Ad Lo Yoda between Paraduma and Cheta Ego. Right. But we're gonna connect the two. We're gonna connect the two. Right, in just
not
a second. What?
No. We're not supposed to think about
not all Kaisel's equally guilty.
We're not supposed
not all
Kaisel's
equally
it.
Guilty.
Right. We're not supposed to look for an answer.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you know, but Moshe Rabbeinu did understand Pora Aduma, because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim when it happened, totally uninvolved. You know, he wasn't like, you know, he was on earth that he was supposed to protest, like the rest of Am Yisrael should have protested what the Erev Rav was doing. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the original Das Elyon, the original higher knowledge of pure Das Torah. So you have pure Das Torah, Pora Aduma makes good sense. Chukim doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense. You know, chukim means it doesn't make sense to me and you, right? But God wouldn't give us something that's senseless. And matter of fact, the Sfasemis points out, you know, it's a in bechukosai telechu shetiu amelim betar. The aloch of amelis betar was said by chukim. There's plenty of tam in chukim also. Just it's very high and it evades us. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, who was unaffected, and that's why he's like on the madrega of Parah Aduma. For him, it's not a mystery, right? For us, it's a mystery. It's part of how we were affected by the Chet HaEgel. All right. So now, Purim, very special day. Right? That, it's the day of abolishing, you know, Mechiyas HaMoed, which, you know, ridding the world of evil. And we know, famous Gemara in Chulin, Hama min HaTorah minayin, Hamina Eitz, right? Chet Eitz Hadas is an allusion to Haman. It means Amalek is like a whole nation that just represents the Yetzirah. Like everyone knows, the Goyen in his Pirush on Megillah, you know, learns up allegorically, Haman is always the Yetzirah, right? Right? Amalek, you know, it's the Ra in the world. That's why Muhammad Hashem ba'amalek mi door. Every generation, it's not going to stop till Lasi Lavo. We're never going to get rid of Amalek early, before the final Geula. It's mi door, because he is the Yetzirah. He is a representation of the Yetzirah that we have to combat during the whole Shita Alfei Shnin, well, during the whole 6,000 years where we have to do Aveda, right? So we're not going to be rid of him until the end of Doris. Because every door has to have its nisyonis. That means there has to be evil for them to face off with. That means there has to be a certain semblance, certain aspect of Amalek around. Right? The Mochemes Amalek is Mochemes HaYetzer. Right? On Purim, it's like the day we just get beyond. Right? It's a day of enjoying Mechiyas Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a taste of Mechiyas Amalek even within Olam Hazeh. So that's why we have an interesting mitzvah. B'chayiv inim libsume b'puraya ad delo yoda ben or haman baruch mordechai. You got to get so drunk, right? Ad delo yoda until you don't know the difference between or haman and baruch mordechai. What's that all about? Right? Because you know, we can't get our heads around, right, how the evil also is for the tachlis of good. You know, we could say it, but it's hard to be real with it. Right, that the evil is, you know, just there to test us, to give us schar, and that which means even Amalek. Amalek is there, God is holding them in existence. So there must be some role that they play in destiny, even though we're just supposed to look at them and we perceive them as pure evil that has to be destroyed. So now there's no way to get our heads around that. That even the things that are bad serve the good. You know, we could say that, but we can't be really real with that, especially with our tainted minds. But on the day of Purim, right? That it's a day of Mechiyas Amalek, it's a day of like feeling the future even in the present. God gives us some of the light of the future, even here and now, right? So we could have an appreciation that really both Orah Haman and Baruch Mordechai equally are, you know, for Kvod Shamayim, right? But it's Ad Lo Yoda. You got to be out of your mind, right? Because there's no way the mind that we have, which is tainted from the Eitz Hadas, the mind that we have, which got retainted by the Chet HaEgel, there is no way, right? There is no way that we could, you know, seriously comprehend that. But because there's this type of awe, so we say, all right, so get out of your mind. Get past your mind. Get above Das Tovra. Get above the Hamina Eitz, the Das. Ad Delo Yada. Get past the Midah of Das Tovra. Get past the Das of human intelligence. We go beyond when we're drinking all that wine. Besod, Nichnas Yayin, Yotzasod. Right? We get, for a second, God gives us the light of what's beyond and what's past, what's bigger than us. Right? Right? And it's purely in thought. It's not even in thought. It's like beyond thought. Beyond thought. Like, feel, you know, the world of Kulo Tov, you know, gets opened up. A portal to Kulo Tov, which is too big to wrap our heads around, and that's why we have to be Ad Lo Yoda. But, you know, there's still something left of it after Purim. That's why the time for Parshas Parah is right after Purim. Right? It's on the heels of Purim. Right? That on Purim, it was in pure thought. Right, in pure thought, we got past. So Kodesh Baruch says, right now we're back to regular life the day after Purim. The same problem we have after Yom Kippur, right? You know, we have the euphoria of Yom Kippur, and then, you know, back to regular life. Same thing, Purim, Kippurim, right? The day after Purim, we're back to normal life, right? But Kodesh Baruch says, you know, Purim, it's not going to be something that was and just disappears. There's a roshim of Purim left. There's a little bit of Roshem. There's still the idea of getting pure and getting past the evil. There's something of that left. And something that you have to build on and try that spark has to be, you know, flared up, right? So that this upcoming Nisan Beis Hashem is not going to be, you know, Zecher for Gulas Mitzrayim, but it will be, you know, the Geula. You know, B'Nisan Nigol, B'Nisan Atidin Ligol, Chazal say, just like we were redeemed in Nisan, we are destined to be revealed in Nisan. We have to, Chazal were Koveh, Parshas Parah, right after Purim. Right? We had a spark. We got past it. Now we have to be Mechazik. The idea of Kedusha and Tara, of getting past the evil, getting past the Tumah, you know, and preparing ourselves more and more for the new reality that Be'ez Hashem Nisan will bring us.